fucking face, fool. Shut that shit.
Plug it in, plug it in.
Damn, I'm good than a bitch, fool. Hey.
Look real good. See, this is why we gotta get a nicer camera. You look real good on that nice.
I look good, always.
I mean.
Usually. Usually when I'm gonna let niggas see me, I try to clean up a little bit. Sometimes I can't help it. Cause I'm so fucking lazy and I can't never even get a haircut, my nigga. And that's why I think today's the perfect day to talk about jobs. What is this, the jobs episode, Zach?
Kylo says it is. Kylo, is it the jobs episode? It's the jobs episode.
The jobs episode. We're trying to make this our job.
Help us out.
But we're not really that good at it yet, but I think with monies, like,
if we had money, we should bring you guys everything.
It's like, that shit would be so on point.
Yeah, if we had money, we'd bring you short movies with special effects and shit.
I'd be on time for shit. That's really the biggest one for me. I think that's
why. If we had money, we could probably be in the same city.
I think that's why I usually can't keep a job. And I think that's the perfect reason why I'm so equipped to talk about jobs. Because, like, niggas will be like, who are they? Right? Like, who are they to talk about jobs? Who are these two fucking busters? Well, let me tell you guys. I have attained and then been let go from dozens of jobs. You know? It's like, they say that that's the mark of a true entrepreneur.
I mean, like, I think the mark of a true entrepreneur is you didn't let failure stop you, but
oh.
I think just not being able to hold a job doesn't mean you're an entrepreneur. I think also to be an entrepreneur, you should, like, again, have money.
Quitting doesn't mean you failed. Right, losing your job doesn't mean you failed.
Quitting means that the job failed.
Yeah, like, nigga, I can't wait till I get paid so I can laugh at every single nigga who let me go, bitch. Y'all thought I was petty?
you need money to be petty.
I am so, that's true. That's so true. That's so true.
No one really wants, you can't be broke and petty.
You can.
Just not well.
I mean, you can be petty, like, I don't know what you can do, bro.
Right, what can you do, like, if you're petty and broke?
Show up at a bitch job or something. Show up at a bitch job, cause a scene. You can cause a scene.
That's pretty much all you can do.
Like, you can be petty in all states. Like, don't get it twisted.
But
to be a good petty, like, to be, you know, like, a five star petty.
50 Cent is five star petty.
I ain't never wanted to be someone I hate so much. More than 50 Cent.
It's fair.
Like, I really just, I don't care for him at all. But I wouldn't mind, like, being 50 for a day.
See, I wouldn't mind being anyone for a day, because then I would just transfer a bunch of money to my account.
No, nigga, that's not how being somebody for a day works, nigga. No, I hate when niggas do that. You can't step outside of the laws of being a nigga for a day.
Okay.
Like, if you
go... Like, I'm just, like, a ride-along. I don't, like, control most of it.
Yeah, you just, like, living that motherfucker's petty ass life for a day.
Sounds pretty
and
you're
rich as fuck. And like, that's honestly the only reason to work is, like you said, to be rich and to be petty.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, there's no, jobs are useless.
And astronomical housing prices.
Jobs are fucking useless. I hate them. My biggest regret is that, like, my parents aren't really rich. That's my biggest regret for my parents. Like, why, what? Like, y'all niggas need to step it the fuck up. Cause now y'all looking at me like how I'm supposed to help. Y'all had all this time to help a nigga and didn't even step up for a nigga. And now y'all want me to help? I'm sorry.
It's okay.
These are the woes of a jobless nigga. I just feel very... What do you want to talk about, Zach?
See, unlike you, I generally hold my jobs for a while, but then just quickly lose interest in them.
every time.
Like, so quickly. I mean, no, it was one job, you know, my lab job was dope. I really liked that one. But then we ran out of money. It's always fucking money. There's always...
But here's the thing, like, what, I don't know, like, having a job you really like, what does that mean? What does that mean? They just always say that. What does that mean? Having a job you really like. Like, what does that mean? Like, you want to wake up and go to this job. What does that mean? I don't know. What does that mean for you?
For me, like, it has like, to be something like not anything other than like a 9-to-5. Like, let me phrase that. The only jobs I could see waking up and being like, man, I'm excited to go to work today, are not like 9-to-5 jobs.
You want to be like an international DJ? Like, do you want to be
sports player? Like, there's no like
that rigorous fucking football schedule doesn't do it for me. Let me be 100%.
That's true. Football is kind of crazy.
Basketball, any of those sports. Talking to niggas all the time. Talking to niggas all the time. That's the worst part about being a celebrity. I'm 100% sure. Just talking to people all the time. Like, no matter what, you don't want to talk. I get in moods where I don't want to talk to nobody. Like, nigga, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to see your stupid fat fuck face. You know? Or I'm going to flip out. And like, those niggas have to talk to people all the
like
time.
Like, a restaurant critic would be kind of like, you'd be pretty amped on going to that. You know,
I would like that.
Just go to get food and then just trash the place.
I know, but like, I've thought about that. But I feel really bad trashing people's food. Like, I feel really, really bad when just saying like, oh, your risotto was terrible.
No, man, people make millions doing that.
I know, it's literally, but it seems like being a critic seems like one of the meanest things in the world, though.
Well, you just don't have to be as mean as the ones that...
Yes, you do, or you ain't gonna get no play, my
true,
nigga.
That's true,
you gotta be mean. You gotta be a cunt. Niggas gotta be scared of you in the critic life.
That's true. You're right. No one cares if like a nice critic.
I couldn't do that. I ain't got it in me.
So what are you? Am I getting this in this? There's no job that you think is like that anyone can say, wake up and be like, I'm excited to go to work for?
I would like, my dream job is to like throw parties. Excuse me. Like be hired to throw parties, to host dinner parties. Small intimate gatherings. Nothing too crazy, but they would hire me to host, and I would create the menu, right? I would make specialty drinks, and I would just host. Be refilling niggas' drinks, you know, talking shit about politics.
I'm at the dinner.
I'm hosting the dinner. What? I'm letting niggas in the house, my nigga.
Well, it's your house?
No, it's somebody else's house.
Why do these people who want the dinner want you there?
Because I'm a great host. I'm a great party host.
Sounds like an excuse to have a bunch of old white people act like you and have you refilling their drinks. That's how I see it going.
Why you gotta take it to that weird dark place? Like, why you gotta take it there? I don't want to be no you fucking kind of house nigga.
That's kind of how you
like, what
describe
are you saying?
It.
No, I did not describe it like that.
I'm refilling the drinks.
I did not describe it like that.
I'm joking with the people.
Oh, okay, so what? Oh my god. No, okay. Okay, you fucked it up for me. Great. Great, thank you. You destroy everything because now I don't like that job no more. Like, and then here's the thing. I would also cook the meal for them, too.
Oh, right. That's way
better. I would cook the meal. I guess they do sound like some house niggas. Alright. Well, fuck it. I guess that's my dream job.
Movie critic?
No, I can't blast niggas like I can't do that. I mean, your movie suck. I want to tell you in the privacy of my own podcast.
Right?
I can be a writer. Yeah.
Don't really see people. But could you stand like if you're writing like if you wrote a book that was optioned to do a movie? Could you stand like seeing your
taking a step back and letting somebody else control my shit?
Yeah.
If that check big enough.
That check clear, baby.
I don't give a fuck. Do what y'all niggas gotta do. It's weird, but you gotta do that. Like, that's okay for me.
So, writer is still on the table.
Writer's on the table. I mean, that is my dream, but, you know.
Actor? Or is that falling more into the celebrity always talking stuff?
I mean, I would love to be, like, a private celebrity like that, but I don't think it's any way that's gonna happen. And, like, I don't know. I don't know if I want my mama to find out everything that they gonna dig up about me. What kind of pictures is out there, my nigga? Like, shit, I don't know, whatever, we'll roll with it. But yeah, again, if that check is picking up, that check, of course I want to be on the screen, of course. What are you talking about?
80 feet tall.
I'm such a fucking attention whore. Yeah, of course I would love to be an actor. I just think that's a harder job. I don't know if that's like the dream job where it's like you really enjoy your life. Maybe like I guess owning a vineyard or something. Like no, that sounds like a solid gig. That's
delightful, actually.
You just bring niggas on for their weddings, drink a shit ton of wine, and then got a bunch of rich white friends with boats.
Vineyard sounds quite good.
That's kind of it, right?
It's not real bad.
But yeah, like actor seems like.
Well, here's a question. At that point, when you own a vineyard, you know, you're doing
so high
marketing. Marketing and stuff, and I guess that's a job. Let's say about
I don't want to do that.
Well, no. Like, so then you just want to kind of be the guy who owns the vineyard. Is that really a job?
Hey, Paula. Yeah, that's a job, nigga. You bought this land and you create this wine. And, like, that's what I'm saying.
Well, I see people who are there, like, picking the, you know, the fucking grapes and making the wine. That's their job. You're just...
You the money. I just want to be the money.
No, that's fine. I'm again, we're just trying to think of a job, an actual job.
An actual job you're doing.
You're doing, yeah. Where there's work involved.
Maybe like saving baby sea turtles or something. I don't like the ocean.
It's true. What,
maybe mean, like saving like little chipmunks.
You could do that.
Little red pandas or something. Goat trainer, my nigga. Anything with animals is tight. What did Paul say? What'd he say? What'd he say with the cops?
What do you think about the dude who killed all them?
What do I think? Oh, we're going to jump right into it. It
was fucking crazy. It was a... Crazy dude. Is it from what we can hear? He's an ex-vet.
He sounded like a nigga who just wanted to shoot some motherfuckers. I don't know why everybody's shooting everybody. I don't fucking know, my nigga.
Stop shooting people. Everyone
needs to just chill. And we must know this. And jobs like I don't know. Y'all niggas need everybody need to calm the fuck down. No, that's what everybody just need to take a look at themselves and be like, you know what? You ain't equipped to think you this cool, nigga. Chill the fuck out. Shut the fuck up for 1 second. And just think. Just fucking think. You ain't shit. That's how I stay grounded. I look at myself and I'm like, nigga, you're the worst writer. You're the worst podcaster. Nigga, you ain't gonna be shit. Your daddy ain't shit. Your mom ain't shit. Your kids ain't gonna be shit. And that brings me back down.
I try not to think about it. I was like, I ain't even want kids because I ain't gonna be shit.
Because I ain't gonna be shit. Like, I don't want to bring that into the world. Like, y'all niggas need to really just calm the fuck down. You ain't equipped to talk about some things, and we ain't equipped to talk about it. And Paula, you a bitch.
No, you ain't.
Yes, he is. Paula, you weak.
Paula, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for asking us questions. Thanks for
requesting. We actually do appreciate that.
I can never be a cop, I'll tell you that.
I couldn't be a cop. But like, see, that's one of those things where being like a cop or a politician... Like, you look at it almost idealistically. Like, if you know, how you see how fucked it is.
Change it from the inside.
I want to go in there. I want to change that from the inside.
Yeah, HBO movie.
6 months, I'm fucking corrupt as shit. Right?
Doing cocaine off a hooker's tit. You know.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter if I'm a cop or a politician. I'd be doing cocaine off of a hooker's tit.
Cops get the best hookers. Cops know the best hookers. Cops maintain great relationships with a ton of hookers.
They have to.
Informants. They're the best absolutely. Informants.
Hookers. Absolutely.
So, like, yeah, is that a life that I think I could love? Yes. But that I also know, like, hooker or in cocaine or no hooker in cocaine, I don't want to be a cop.
That's true.
You know? Do you have my Wi-Fi? I don't... Y'all thought it was, I don't want to be a cop. I can never be a cop.
No, that's fair.
And I don't think I got the moxie anyways. I just ain't about that. Being ready to shoot a nigga, I can't never be ready to shoot a nigga. I just can't. I'm a bitch.
I think I'm the same. Same way, like...
That's why I ain't going, like...
I'm not going to go. He's going to 10 miles over the limit. Let's get him. Nah. I don't really care.
And plus, with all that access to all that cocaine...
You for sure would be one of those like corrupt cops, like involved in like
chasing the dragon.
Chase, you know, like you knock off the other dealers on tips from your one dealer. And stuff.
It could only be one. It could only be one, and I'm gonna get to the top. Cocaine.
Wait, I'm sorry, what are you talking about? Cocaine dealer or the cop still?
I think I would be a little bit of both. You gotta dip in, because think how undercover you would have to get. And you know they told me undercover, nigga. They're gonna be like, he's handsome as fuck. He's swabbed in a bitch. We gotta put him under. Next thing you know, I'm running it, nigga.
Just running it. Just departed that shit.
That's what I'm saying. That's why. And I don't think I could ever maintain that. Like, I would worry for my family too much. And I'm like, I can't do that.
When you're at that point, you're, the family is like,
they in it, my nigga.
Well, no one's either fucking with your family, or like, you don't have a family.
They in it, my nigga. Oh, come on. Everybody has a family. Think about that.
I mean, Clint Eastwood doesn't have a family.
There's a lot of aliases that I've had that ain't related to nobody. I never forget that. But like,
just they find some random person with the same last name as one of your aliases. We found your brother. All right.
No, dude. Those aliases are tip top. They're gone. But I don't know. I couldn't be a cop. I can't be a drug dealer, not because I feel any kind of like, because I just love drugs too much. You know, I probably couldn't be a bartender. I've never even tried to do that.
I think you'd be a great bartender for all the reasons you just said.
I know,
but until you get way too crowded, like the
no, it's too many people. There's too much alcohol around me. I'd start itching and shit. Like,
I think you're allowed to.
No, man,
I can't. Bartenders are allowed to drink if
they are allowed to drink.
So what's the issue?
Because I can't be around that many people drinking. And not start to want to drink. It's a me thing.
You just be such a good bartender that you have the people buy you shots.
Yeah, but then I'd be shit-faced at the bar that I'm tending. That's where the problem comes
in. I was going to say, is that a problem?
For somebody? I'm sure. Like, nigga, I wouldn't start counting tips and shit. Like, that's the problem. That's why I can serve. I've been a server before.
Yeah, but there's no fun in being a server.
Nigga, that money's good. I'll do anything for money.
That's what it really boils down to.
I'm doing anything for money. What's the grimiest job you've ever had?
My current job at times gets pretty fucking grimy.
Okay, I'll change that. What's the most regrettable thing you've ever done for money? For money.
Like, consistently or like on a one-time basis?
I don't know, just regrettable and like, ugh, that was kind of skeevy of me.
Give me a second to think on this one. Do you have one in mind? And all
that. Well, just either like exchanging some drugs for a different kind of drug.
The sideways transaction.
Yeah. Either that, where it's gotten like really like, oh, this was, I got into a bad place here, mm-hmm. or like, you know, sexual favors.
See, I ain't hit that level yet.
Oh well, nigga, sometimes you gotta pay rent, my nigga. Sometimes you gotta pay rent. Well, you don't know where rent, and you went between jobs.
But no
and
one...
you don't want to do it. You don't want to do it. You don't want to do it, but you gotta do it. You gotta do it. You gotta get that money, my nigga. You gotta get that money. And no matter what they say, you a hoe. You a slut.
You done?
Don't listen to them, because you gotta feed your family, which consists of you.
And your drug addiction.
And your crippling cocaine addiction. But that's kind of like having a kid. Jobs are crazy like that, but.
Yeah. Grimiest thing I've done for money.
You ain't never.
I ain't really done.
You ain't never fucked a fat bitch during tax return season. You ain't never, like, fucked a girl for things. Like, you've never done that? You never beat a dude off in a bathroom?
No, I've not done that. $20. I've not done that. Have you?
Not for $20.
For how much?
Not for $20. I would never do that.
No.
I would never beat a
guy.
That
was a have you, not would you.
Oh. No, I have not. Not for $20. <That's> Not for $20, fool.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's the best job you ever got? Where you're like, oh, yeah, that's it. I know. What was your first job?
My first job was working with was in high school working with a guy who kind of built equipment to get rats drunk. And that was really fun.
That's nice for the rats.
And that was cool because he was really not what you would picture when you would think of a scientist or a guy who worked in research.
Yeah, he was a fucking bro. Let's get these fucking rats wasted, bro. I know exactly why I want people stupid.
He wasn't white.
Damn it. I hate when that happens. I hate when you know this motherfucker white. You like, this white motherfucker. And they're like, nope, he a Mexican. And they're like, nope, he black. I hate that shit. Because it's like, everything, you made him sound like a white boy when he was talking about him. Now, I say, white people ain't shit. And you're like, well, that nigga ain't even white. That's rude and it's disrespectful.
It is my fault. My bad, dude.
Well, that's a pretty cool job.
Wasn't too bad. Super mellow.
That's my first job?
Mm-hmm. It was part-time. It wasn't like a full-time job, but...
Damn.
I still actually see the guy. We got a really good relationship. I see him still every now and then.
Mentors are important. Mentors are very important.
That's pretty much what he became.
Helped me. My first job...
But he's late and like...
He black.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like I learned like the important things from him.
How to not be on time.
I can't tell you how often I'd like get there like at like 9 and he wouldn't show up until like fucking 10:30.
Being black, chapter 2. Niggas ain't shit. My first job. Me and my homie, Jacoby. We was like, man, nigga, we need jobs to just smoke weed. Like, 100%. We was like, nigga, like, because me asking for a couple dollars from my mama, like, it's getting fishy, my nigga. She knows I ain't just going to the mall with you and spending all this money. I don't ever come home with shit. We got to get jobs.
Spend $40 on food, exactly.
Exactly. So we go to Craigslist or whatever. We find these jobs, and it's for Liberty Tax Insurance.
That was your first job?
Yeah. Sometimes I had to dress as Lady Liberty. Sometimes I had to dress as Uncle Sam.
Well, you pretty much always were dressed up outside?
I was always dressed up outside. I had to smoke weed in those things. Oh, that was my
God, favorite. I wish I could see that. Like, a black Lady Liberty and Uncle Sam smoking weed behind a building.
We used to be in like some weird, you know, it was Georgia, so there was plants everywhere, so we'd be like under some trees. Man, Georgia was so pretty. Too bad that state sucks dick! I wasn't a huge fan of Georgia. It got me.
That's fair. Did you get your ass beat by the cops in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Yeah, it might have something to do with it.
Yeah, it did. Well, how do you feel about when they pay for you to move? I think that shit's dope. But then that's now great. I'm thinking, where would you be like, no, I can't move there?
Well, you don't apply for a job. Normally, we'll say in an application, like, relocation, you know, you need to relocate.
I guess that's true.
You know what I mean? Or if you're applying for a job out of your goddamn city, you know you're going to move. You know what I mean? I don't think anyone is ever, like, surprised when they're told that they have to move for a job. Or if they are, they're an idiot.
I have to stay in major cities. Where black people are less likely of getting shot.
That's completely fair.
Like, it's too easy to get murked in St. Louis, I feel like. Every time, just anything.
Every time I drive through,
a possum or some shit. Them St. Louis possum ain't fucking around, you know?
Mm-hmm. Every time I drive through, you know, like, just, like, nothing on the way out to the mountains and shit. You know, there's small towns and shit. There's, like, random little, like, sensor-based stations and stuff. And it's like, this is, like, a beautiful place, like, beautiful countryside and shit, but, like...
This is where the KKK meet.
Like, do I really want to live in, you know, more like what you said, the big city side? Do I really want to know everyone within 2 weeks in the city? Like...
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Where am I going to get my weed?
That's the thing, like, but I don't know. I need to stay in the city. I just need to.
I like amenities. Going out there. Amenities, they're nice. Pooping inside.
Need amenities. And again, this is the only reason to have a job. Again, like, I wish. I don't want to sound ungrateful here. Let that be known. But, like, you guys, like, I don't know. Work just doesn't seem. And not that, like, it's not for me, but, like.
It's not for them.
Ain't nobody, like, niggas keep firing me. And it's like, I think I'm a really good worker. Yes, this is like, I think I'm a fantastic worker. And niggas just keep letting me go. Y'all, I've been fired from Cooking.com, from Pepperdine, from Macy's. I got fired from that fucking job. I got fired from KFC. I got fired from Chili's. I got fired, y'all niggas don't even know. I got fired from they do those mortgages, we was refinancing mortgages. I've been fired from a dozen plus places. Maybe jobs ain't for me. I don't know.
Here's the question. Out of all of those situations, what was the one constant?
Just me not being shit, basically.
Just you.
Oh no, it's a me. It's a me thing every time.
Okay, I just want to make sure that, like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. I'm great at getting the jobs though. Like, y'all,
see, I'm terrible at getting the jobs. That's my problem. I can never get a guy.
They're like, he's great. Oh my gosh, he's not too black. He doesn't seem that aggressive. He smiles a lot. 6-7 months pass. Them niggas regret the decision. Not my fault. Y'all fault.
What's the problem with first impressions?
I can't. Like, I be trying. I show up late from the jump, thinking maybe they'll just think, oh, that nigga's a little late. It don't never work, y'all. That don't never work. Don't believe that shit in the movies. They just, I don't know. And I think it's because I'm black often.
But you're always late?
Like, no, that they be trying to let me go. And they're going to be acting like they ain't racist. But maybe it's not a me thing. I'm throwing the black card. I got it. I'm going to throw it.
How many times have you been fired by a black boss?
Ooh. Once.
Alright, so once. Now we might have some traction.
That's true. It's hard to find black bosses, shit.
Another damn good
point. Maybe I wouldn't
be fired. Maybe the man wouldn't fire black people all the time. They could progress to management.
It doesn't seem like a me thing the more I'm talking this out with you.
We're wavering. We're going up and down.
Shit, I don't know. It seems like they racist and like, bitch, I don't want to work at Pepperdine making smoothies. Bitch, I don't want to work at Macy's. Bitch, I don't want to work at Chili's. Bitch, I don't want to work at this refinance place. Fuck your hoes. Fuck you. So now I'm just in between.
And then I brought you back more towards it being your fault.
So now I'm just in between right now. It's cool though, because I stay busy.
That's all you can do, right?
I stay busy. And that's what they say. They say, I don't mind the double workshop.
I thought it was idle hands.
Either or. I've not had an 8-hour masturbation session in months, it seems like. So, yeah, idle hands, too. You know?
There you go.
I'm terrible when I have nothing to do. I turn into such a fucking weirdo. When I have nothing to do and I haven't been around people.
Oh, my God. He doesn't wear pants? He doesn't shower?
It's a disaster.
You pretty much turn into a caveman.
I don't get a haircut. Start looking like,
you just looking raggedy as fuck.
Like a Holocaust slave.
It's probably fair. I deserve that.
A Holocaust slave, my nigga. Key avoiding showers at all costs. Key avoiding showers at all costs, my nigga.
Matt, you stink. Just go shower off real quick.
Nah. Fool me once. Y'all niggas already got me over here on that boat, bitch. I ain't getting in that shower, motherfucker. Holocaust slave. That's how you made it out, nigga.
They just stank so much, they're just like, fine, get the fuck out of here.
Holocaust slave. I don't know. I just would like people. Yeah, I would like people to do shit for me. It's like, how do I do that? How can I, like, I'm trying to crack the code.
Again.
How do you money. Not work, but you, bring in income?
You need money to get money. You buy property.
We need, ooh, I could, you know what I would love to do? I would love a show on HGTV. Flipping houses. Flipping house after house after house, my nigga. I'll be great for that. I would be great for that. I don't have any of the training needed, but I feel like that would come with just having a show.
Like, you can actually flip the house and, like, renovate it, or just, like,
You know I'm renovating. You know you're renovating. My feng shui is on point, y'all. Like, y'all don't get it. Like, my shit's head and tails above the average realtor, the average flipper, I'd assume. Because, like, that's the thing with a flipper. They either know how to do the construction, or they know how to style the house, right?
You only know how to style the house.
But I understand construction.
No, you don't.
I understand the basics of it. Yes, I do. It's all math, dude.
What do you understand about construction?
I can Google it. I can Google it.
You know how to run electric lines? Water lines?
Yeah.
You know,
I know how to Google search how to run electric water lines.
Electric water lines.
What'd you say? You said an electric water
line. I want you to also think about that one.
Shut up. I did. I could do it. I know I could do it, fool.
I just want you to Google electric water lines now.
I can do it, my nigga. And I know I can flip. And it's like, would it be a flip or a flop? I'd flip every time, my nigga.
You're gonna tile a bathroom?
Oh, nigga, that's my specialty, dog. I love matching tile, my nigga. I love matching tile. that's heaven for me. That's heaven for me. Just setting up different IKEA. That's my dream job. Setting up IKEA showrooms. Oh my god. Setting up IKEA showrooms, my nigga. Like, I will wake up every day and be chill with that, going to work for that.
There an IKEA around here?
Nigga, there's an IKEA. Yes. There's an IKEA everywhere, my nigga. You think I could get the job like that? Just walk in. If I had the confidence. That's the thing you gotta have about
it. I think you have to walk in and audibly, like, in the range of the manager, scoff at everyone. Every setup. Not every person. But like at every
setup.
Yeah, every setup.
I mean, there's one guy. How many guys do you think IKEA got setting those things up? One.
IKEA's pretty fucking huge, dude. Like,
him and an assistant.
I mean, you think they just set him up and leave him?
I think if there was too many, change. Like, people would start beefing. Like, I think niggas would start beefing in IKEA.
That's true.
There can't be too many. Like, niggas, why would you pick that tile? I would get mad. I would get so frustrated. So, yeah, maybe I could.
It's not a bad idea, man.
Maybe I could.
You should just make a fake portfolio.
I can go steal some shit.
There you go.
From the internet.
Yeah.
It's basically my life.
Nah. Fuck y'all. Like, IKEA really cares.
IKEA? They care? They got a cafe in their store.
No, I mean about what the fuck it says on your resume.
Oh.
Enough to, like, haul it in
or something. Oh. I mean, I don't know if I should be saying this, but I'm fudged from resumes.
I think that's America. No one actually tells the truth on their resumes.
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, like, 15-year-olds.
Yeah, like, suckers. The unemployed.
You gotta spruce it up. Like, you ain't gotta lie, but you gotta exacerbate, I suppose.
Exaggerate.
Make things bigger than they really are. Because no one calls your references. Would you call the nigga references?
At my work,
they're gonna take your word for it.
They're actually calling references for the jobs we're applying for
right
now. Damn.
And they put down for yours. Did you put me down?
UCSD. How are you going to put questionable decisions on my resume?
You could have put Maximilian. I'm all over, my nigga. I am worldwide. Yeah, my resume
was more like technicians and stuff. But they straight up called my coworker and told
me. I run a fucking website. What are you talking about? I'm technical. Bro, you should have called me. It might not have been a glowing review.
Yeah, that's also. That's also the deal.
I'm going to be honest. Point. It might not have been a glowing review, but it would have been a review.
That's the reason you're not in my references.
Wait, so did you put down for your reference the people that were interviewing you?
Yeah. Fuck them. I asked my supervisor if that was cool.
That's not how references work. See how easy it is for white people to get jobs and promotions and things? I had to beg for fucking $5 raise one year.
No, but anyways, so my coworker worked at a Callaway Golf before this for like 17 years or something. They straight up called up Calway, like, we need a list of all of his references that he's listed. And, like, they don't even have, like, you know, those. They only went back to 2000. They still didn't have, like, 6 years of records and stuff.
Have you ever had, like, a blowhard boss like that?
Not. At the lab, depending on how much funding was and how projects were going, our boss could be a fucking dick. But He was also one of the smartest guys I knew.
You know, yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if that's worse than just someone being incompetent.
Yeah,
I
no, think he was, incompetent. He, yeah, I've never had, like, a super incompetent boss.
I have. That's I've had, like, a worse. Producer, like, someone who was, like, managing a project.
Mm-hmm.
Be really terrible.
That's
but awful. I got fired from that job, though, so.
That sounds like his fault. Yeah, I never... even my current boss, who you know I complain about all the time, is, like, a, like... really good for his employees. Like, I haven't heard him, you know, he doesn't yell at them. You know, he's very good at getting their backs and stuff.
Do you think...
He just used the word tar baby around me.
He used the word tar baby. I just want everybody to just take that in for a second.
Editor's note. White people crazy. Motherfucker, what you mean? He just said tar baby. How that nigga still got a job? This is a tough subject for me because, again, I can't keep a fucking job to save my life. But maybe... fuck that, right? Maybe we're supposed to live our dreams. Maybe we're not supposed to be miserable. Shit. I just want you all to be happy. Don't work a fucking punk-ass job where niggas don't appreciate you. Fuck them hoes. Live your life. I'm going to be 100% honest, though. Like how I get into hoeing, you know? Because I'm over here fucking for free. And I just feel like I can monetize this better. You know? Like, how do a nigga get into hoeing? Like, it's a new age thing. You don't just go out and find a pimp no more. It's like, you got to, like, start on Instagram, you know? Like, start on Instagram. You know, show some skin there. Then maybe you'll get an endorsement or something, but really you just want people sliding in your DMs. You know? Don't nobody slide in my DMs, y'all. Don't nobody slide in my DMs. And I don't know if it's a me thing, because I'm like, I think I'm perfect. And then it's like, but maybe I'm not, because don't nobody slide in my DMs. Point is, like, how I get into hoeing? You can slide into my DMs and tell me. Enjoy the show, guys.
You just threw off everything that I was about to say. I don't know why that word tar baby just stopped me in my feet. Stops me in my tracks. Tar baby.
It's kind of a pun.
It is a good pun. I didn't have some really race. No one's ever called me a tar baby at work, but I've had, obviously, people have said nigga to me on several occasions where it's just like, no, don't do that. I've had someone call my hair nappy before.
Just yeah, like, have you had a bunch of white women touch your hair?
White women love to touch my hair. But I love white women too, so.
I'm not, you're less than bothered
fair,
by
fair
it.
Fair trade-off, Well, what's the other one? One time this bitch. This fucking bitch. I mean, I don't think this whole race is. She's just from New Jersey.
And New Jersey is the goddamn is trash
this,
state.
This fucking, she's fucking white trash, but she's the best. I loved this woman. She sent a thing around talking about, oh, Max, I didn't know, like, you had a video out. And it was like these dudes in cheerleader costumes. Like... being dancing black as fuck and just being black in general, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? What are you trying to say? It was just rude and racist. Kind of odd. And racist. I've been mistaken for an employee on several occasions.
Never wear a red shirt in Target.
It wasn't me wearing a shirt in Target. I've been blue shirt mistaken at a part, like,
an elevator boy.
An elevator boy, a car wash guy, and I was in, like, a button-up and some slacks. I've been mistaken as a gas station attendant, as H&M, the Gap. It's disrespectful. Like, why you can't mistake me as the pilot of this fucking airplane?
Because you're not wearing a pilot's uniform?
That's not the point. Maybe I took a break. Like, don't anybody mistake me for the fucking
because CEO. You're drunk and sitting in the cockpit. That doesn't mean you're the pilot.
Like, that shit's so fucking, like, embarrassing and fucking just degrading. Fucking cunt. Why would I ever work at the Gap? Like, oh my god. At a gas station? A car wash? Y'all niggas look at me. Do I look too dainty to work?
You think fucking... I'm a push your goddamn elevator buttons?
Like, I just can't do that. So, like, for you to even look at me and think that is disrespectful.
It's fair.
I mean, the Gap's probably a great place. I would just steal too much from there, so. For sure. When you take shit from work, though, is that really stealing, Zach?
You know what? That brings me to a great point. I think the Gap, yes, because, like, their shit is, like, their product that they sell.
Oh, man. Pay me more.
But, like, goddamn if
pay me more.
I haven't equipped my car with supplies from work.
Oh, yeah. Toilet paper, paper towels, my cereal. I used to steal all that shit from my job when they had it.
Yeah, we don't really
have... Toilet paper. They had that good shit, too.
I get more, like, emergency supplies and stuff.
First aid kits and shit.
First aid kit. I've got my car. Two good flashlights. A first aid kit.
I guess.
A flare.
I like stealing, like, daily need things. You know?
I have pens, paper clips. Yeah.
I don't know.
Is this stealing?
Is this stealing?
I've got one first. Me first.
Okay.
At my work, there's a little deli mart, you know, like, just convenience store. I go in there, I bring sandwiches from home, and I just...
Sandwiches?
I just take,
The mustards?
The single-pack mustards. Is that stealing?
Yes. No. Yes. Do you ever buy anything in there?
Every now and then.
No.
But sometimes I'll just walk in, take some mustard, and walk out.
No.
But I feel like I'm stealing. Like, I do it, I try to make sure no one sees me when I do it. I feel sketchy.
You are sketchy, my nigga. I don't know.
Like, does that count as stealing? It's technically in my work, but it's a different, completely different department division.
I think that depends on you and your morals, honestly.
Like, you do.
I don't think it matters. That's true.
So either I don't view it stealing, or I do view it stealing, and I don't care.
Well, okay, is this stealing? Okay, say someone works at, like, I don't know, like a Macy's or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And say, like, they scan something, and then... They apply a coupon, and then they apply another coupon, and then they apply another coupon, and then they apply a special code. And next thing you know, so now it's $150, it costs $27 now. Is that stealing? You're still paying for it.
Are all the coupons legal to the public?
They're all legal to the public.
Is there anything saying you couldn't combine them?
Yes. Yes. Pretty clearly. Is that stealing? But people don't think about the hours they make you work. Blood, sweat, and tears go.
You still put something into it.
It was holiday season, my nigga. We know damn well
it didn't cost them $27 to make it.
It was holiday season, my nigga. Holiday season. I mean,
that stealing.
Holiday, yeah. You see how many niggas.
Especially because you paid something for it. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like a pay as much as you can type thing.
Yeah,
I don't really have a problem.
Like
with
a
that.
Donation.
Yeah. I don't really have a problem with that. It's like, I was gonna steal this, but here's some money instead.
You know what my one greatest, like...
Is that what you got fired for?
Macy's?
At Macy's?
No, these niggas just didn't bring me back, I think.
After the holiday season?
Yeah.
What did you apply for the holiday season for? Of course you weren't gonna bring me back after the holiday season.
I don't know, sometimes people like me, like, that was the perfect amount of time to get them to like me. Okay. And they might have hired me for, like, 6 more months, and now I've been, like, 3 more months, like, 6 more months of chat. Before they realized that
Before they realized.
I just had to catch a bus out there. I wasn't getting into that bitch on time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just so happy that I didn't have to work Black Friday. What you do to those people on Black Friday, you people, like, it's disgusting. It's disgusting. America's work... We do weird
things. We talk about the 40-hour work week for a second?
How much I fucking hate it.
It's bullshit. And the fact that if you work 40 hours during the week, you can't get anything fucking else done. Because my car. I couldn't take my car into the mechanic because I worked and the mechanic was only open while I was working.
And, like, let you get a little special time for you. Like, no one gets that out here. Like, God forbid
I have some time for myself. A little time
to talk to their children.
In the day, you know.
And I have them fucking thinking about shooting up fucking movie theaters and shit. Like, that's America is...
We got the fucking backwards.
Everyone's fucking miserable.
We got fucking backwards. 40-hour work weeks. Mm-mm, working 5 days a goddamn week.
I can't do it. I mean, and I can't, and I do. And I guess that's the thing, though. That's what they say. Like, I like working for my questionable decisions. I like doing this with you guys. I love doing this.
Oh, we love you. We fucking love you guys.
And sometimes I work 80 hours a week, you know, for you guys. But I was working 80-hour work weeks as an assistant editor, and I tell you what, I had a heavy drinking habit. Like,
it was bad.
Probably a good reason I got fired from that job. But look at me, I'm sober now and I'm working more than I ever have, but...
He literally just means, like, at this moment, he's sober. He's not, like, sober.
Oh, well, I'm, like...
And he's not even really sober at this moment.
No, I'm, like, a lot more sober than I used to be, I guess. For me, it seems sober. And I don't think I'm ever going below what I'm at right now, so... I can come right the fuck out of here with that.
You technically haven't had anything to drink today.
Or last night. All week, I haven't drank. Oh, that's a lie. I drank heavily on a Tuesday night.
That sounds like a good name for a book.
Drinking heavily on a Tuesday night. My memoirs, maybe.
That's like a great name for the memoirs, huh?
Yeah.
Drinking heavily on a Tuesday night.
I like that. Yeah, the 40-hour work week is complete garbage.
No, it's retarded.
It's complete garbage, and...
But, so, get this. At my job, I can take a flex schedule if I want. Where I would work potentially 10-hour days or 9-hour days.
What?
So, I work
10-hour days.
Or you know, nine in a row? And then get, yeah, and then get like, no. So, I'd either work, you know, I work 5 8-hour shifts right now.
Mm-hmm.
I could, there are other flex schedules that are only available to other certain people. Because of my fucking job, I can't do it. And it's so fucking annoying. But, like, other people get the chance to work either Monday through Thursday or Tuesday through Friday, 10 hours a day.
Oh.
Or they work 1 week straight, you know, like 5 days with 9-hour shifts, and then in the next week, 4 days with 9-hour shifts. Or something. Some weird thing where they work a full week and then, 4 days and then a full week and then 4 days.
I don't understand how they expect you to work 5 days a fucking week.
It's bullshit. It's
you start to go crazy. Bullshit. Seeing these niggas all the time, 4 days is enough. Or give me Wednesday off.
God, I would love Wednesdays right? off, man. That would Wednesday be such off, a great day off.
Wednesday, Sunday. You need a second.
A Wednesday off would be so nice.
You
like
need a second work, to re.
I would love working Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday off. That would be great. I would love that.
And like I just need a day for sleep.
Fuck man, I'm always so far. I like look forward to weekends between like you know coming up here working with shit and just like other shit. I look forward to weekends where like I can just sleep in.
Well, I work from home now. Unless you guys, that's the key to health.
That's a huge part.
Key to life is working from home. My nap game been on fleek. I'm eating organic everything at the crib all day, making tacos and shit for lunch, my nigga. Like, it is on fleek. Did I say that? It's lit right now? And I'm working from home. I'm working from home. That's the way to do it. This job's going pretty good, too, you guys. It's going pretty good, so... Fingers crossed.
Don't fuck with. But here's the thing. They don't see you that much.
That's the thing. That's what's so great about it.
As long as you get the work done, you're good.
So, you know? And I do. I'm a relatively good worker. And it's really hard for me to be late because I just get up off my couch.
Yeah, as long as you get that shit in.
Like, that's the thing. We've eliminated people having to see me and my cuntiness.
And you having to go anywhere.
And me having to be somewhere on time. It's like.
All you have to do is worry about work. There you go. See, I don't know if I'm necessarily a good employee.
You're a fine employee.
I think I kind of like you get people to like me, but I'm not sure if I actually do good work.
You're like a serial killer.
I have been told in my job that I do look like a unibomber.
He kind of looks like a serial killer. You gotta look him like into his eye. You'll see it. Like, you gotta be in his eyes.
Look into my eye.
What else we got? Damn, you guys have been doing... Have we talked about my drug use this episode yet?
Yes,
I've been
we
doing
have.
So good, though, you guys. So good. So good. Like, I haven't had a slip-up in a second. Like, a bad slip-up. I had a little cocaine here, a little cocaine there. But, like, a woo! That's too much cocaine. You know?
So, you pretty much answered this earlier. But, what would be more important to you? Working a job, kind of like this one that you like, where it's... easy for you and you can do it.
But to be poor.
But not making that much, yeah. Or like a job where you'd have to go somewhere and see people.
But making good money.
But making not even like extravagant money. But just like secure money. You know what I mean?
What are we talking about, $100,000 a year?
Yeah, that's fine. That's a solid, like, people who scoff at $100K a year are idiots. That's good money.
I don't know, like, $100K a year is good money. It is good money.
People who laugh off $100K a year.
It's really good money. But, like, would I have the op? Like, is this just going to be my job every day and I'm making just not a lot? Am I living off of this?
Am I able
to live off of this?
You're not living outside. I mean, well, you live outside of me. You're making $100K a year. Yeah, you do whatever you want to do.
No, but, like, if I had a job doing questionable decisions. Like, would I be making a living? Like,
yes, you're making a living, but you're fucking...
And do I have the option of going up?
In questionable decisions?
Yeah. Or am I just stuck at that forever and I just have to be happy with this? Because I think that's a big part. Like, if I could do this, if I could really batten down the hatches and stop doing blow for like 5 years, you might, like, stop doing blow, stop spending a ton of money on liquor. Like, maybe you could make something and, like, have a living later down the line. But, like, I don't know if in so many years this shit ain't popping, I'm gonna have to go back to editing, which was a soul sucking job for me. And I guess having a cocaine habit. See, I guess those are my only other options.
That's kind of thing, my job.
Because I need the money. I need the money.
I complain to you, you know, all the damn time about my job. But, goddamn, when I leave my job, at least the position I'm in now, I literally don't have to fucking think about it until the next day I'm in. Like, I don't have to worry about emails, I don't get calls, you know, I'm...
Your job is fucking great.
It's done. I ain't fucking making goddamn anything.
That's not okay, though. I can't do that. I'm sorry, but it is okay, but after a certain while, for me...
I mean, I'm bored as hell at my job, for the most part.
Right. I worked really hard and didn't make a lot of money, and that was...
That's really irritating. See, like, I realize, like, yeah, I'm in, like, this weird position where I'm not working that hard, so I'm not getting paid that much, especially in San Diego.
Right.
You know,
right.
Especially nowadays. But, like, I get, like, you know, if I get this, hopefully if I get a fucking, this promotion, you know.
You don't get it.
I hope, man.
You'll get it.
I don't know. Apparently one of the supervisors isn't that good. Apparently my,
Oh, my nipple's a little hot.
I don't know. Is it? I don't know.
You mean feel it? I have tiny nipples, so...
Well, if I felt it, then...
I have fucking a teeny, tiny nipple.
Kind of hard to
see it. It's so small. It's so fucking small.
Would you ever sell out any principles that are important to you for a job?
Would I sell out?
not necessarily, like, sell out, like, a product that you don't believe in or something.
I would do that in a second. If I sell a product that I kind of thought didn't work, but they was kind of big enough.
Oh, no, I'd absolutely.
I would do it.
I'd absolutely. Y'all want to say, we will shill your detox tea. We will fucking sell your weight loss bands.
Yeah, what do you really think I get this? It could be from weight loss
bands. It could be from your waist trainer.
It could be from cocaine. Psych.
No, Matt Max actually is, like, really, like, generally healthy.
Pretty healthy. I mean, sometimes I will starve myself.
Fat ass, you're
sometimes healthy. I will starve myself if I've been going overboard, but don't be like me. But it do work, and my cheekbones be on fleek when I starve myself.
Oh my god,
they just come out and I look all African and shit. Which, you know,
I got fat chipmunk face.
chunk boy.
That's where all my face pack goes, straight to my face.
Mine? I don't know where mine goes. I'm beautiful!
I don't have that.
Ugh, disgusting.
But like, I don't know, but like,
could I go and like talk in front of, like, that's the thing, like, to give a speech? Yeah, I would, like, but I don't know, could I be the face of, like, the, could I, like, appear in a series of videos for NYPD and, like, their relations with black people? I don't know if I could do that. I think there is a limit, but I think, again, that depending on how much money is in that check, the limit stretches and bends. But I think there are, like, just some shit, and I guess if, I don't know, but, like, okay, I want to act. If I, would I... But I don't think I can work with Woody Allen. I don't know.
That's fair.
He skews me out.
Woody Allen. What about Terry Richardson?
He kind of weirds me out, too. But, like, I don't think he's... I don't think he does anything that's against the law, Terry Richardson, though.
He real close, then.
I don't know. You... I think if you fucking with Terry Richardson, then you trying to get fucked anyways. Or at least some nut on your face. At least see somebody get some nut on their face. Like, you there for a reason, so don't be frightened like you better than Terry Richardson now when you accepted that Terry Richardson invitation, knowing damn well that you was going to walk into a room and there was going to be some dick out. Like, you knew when you said, ooh, Terry Richardson invited me to this orgy.
You probably knew that it was going to be.
Some dick out. 100%. So I don't understand how they do that with Terry.
I was thinking...
I don't know. With Woody Allen, he just, I don't know. He's just so old, too. Yeah, you know, old people creep me out.
Ooh. I don't know. Like, yeah, like, could I take a job, like, with a private company, chemical company, that was, like, poisoning land, but paying me six figures to just say everything was chill?
I think that's a limit for me, too.
You know, I don't think I could do that one, yeah. I love nature.
Me too.
I hate spiders, but I love nature.
Me too.
Like, and that shit bugs me when I see, like, these companies that are, like, dumping into the lakes. Like, literally, like, there are people hired for this shit. Like,
yeah.
Are they just purposely...
They have no PR team.
Like, it's fucking so annoying, man. Like,
you guys should just go outside and just touch a tree and just feel it.
On that note, really nice. On going outside, that note.
It's really nice.
Should we both download the Pokemon Go thing and go outside? We can't determine. Should we play Pokemon Go?
I'm probably going to download it just to see what all the hype is about.
We're probably never going to tell anyone that we do it.
Nope. Unless I can figure out an easy way to social media it.
I think you just find your Pokemon and slowly pick places.
Taking dick pics with
Pokemon. I think here's what you do. Is what you have to do it. So
dick pics.
No.
I've already decided.
Are you open for suggestions?
Put a Squirtle on my dirtle.
Are you open for suggestions? Possibly?
Put a Pikachu on my Tikiku.
You need to make it so that you're, like, with the Pokemon in the pictures. Somehow. You need, like, a third party somehow.
Like,
or a second party.
Are you trying to get in on my dick pics with the Pokemon? You can just ask outright.
I don't want to be on the dick pics with the Pokemon.
I don't know, because it seemed like you trying to wiggle your way into the dick pics with the... Like, did y'all catch that? He was like, alright, well...
Alright, I want it
on the dick pic. Come on, money. I need a third party to take this dick pic money. Oh my god, I almost Instagrammed a dick pic earlier.
Why are the dick pics right in the questionable decisions folder?
Because, no, they're just all the same folder. They're just all the same folder. I don't have a dick pics folder. If someone finds my phone, that's my dick. My dick pic's out there. And you know how many phones I've lost? You know?
Do you have dick pics on every phone? Are you an unsolicited dick pic sender?
No, I usually just take them and look at them. Sometimes I'm like,
I'm still processing this one.
I'll send them if I ask, but like a lot of times I'll just look at them. I like my dick. What's so wrong with that? I like my dick. Like, it's a 5-star dick. It's a Uber rating of a 5-star penis. Don't look at me like that. Don't do that like that. Don't do that like that, because you don't even be like... Do you take dick pics?
No.
Do you take dick pics?
No.
Okay. So you don't even know then.
Like, I've had strangers compliment me on my dick.
That's, like, not the same.
That's 100%
bad. I've had strangers compliment me on my dick.
No, literally compliment your dick. Like, that's not exchanging
a big,
something from
that's it. That's not a big thing for someone to say, oh, nice dick. Like, that's not that big. Like, that's not that big. Like, and what, like, how, what stranger was this? What stranger was this that complimented you?
That shit-canned drunk dude at the bar who leaned over the urinal.
Sounds like he was trying to fuck you.
No, he was. But damn. He didn't have anything I needed, and I didn't have anything he wanted, so...
That's so nice. To just be like... Like, I know women, it's terrible for women, but for men, like, for somebody to just be like, I want to fuck you right now, that's one of our biggest, like... That makes us feel so good.
God, it's so fucking nice.
Isn't it weird that females are like, this is getting annoying, because I guess it happens so much. But when it happens to us, I'm like...
Stop yelling obscenities at women on the street, goddammit.
Yeah, stop yelling, but start yelling obscenities at men.
Yeah. Like, just like anything you want to
yell. You look like you got a big dick.
Oh. Yeah, like, anything you want to yell at a woman, yell at the dude walking down the street, and he actually will be fucking complimented.
Look like he can fuck.
He might be angry. But, like, when he walks away, he'll be like, I do look like I can fuck.
Nothing gets me off more than compliments. Like, I told you, people have spank banks of, like naked titties.
These are compliments of, like, himself.
Yeah, I've got, like, when people have complimented me. Like
on how good he looks.
That brings me to completion. That completes me. I complete it, you know? I don't know. I don't know if I could sell myself. It's a level to that selling out shit. I think there's levels. There's levels to it.
I mean, we're down to sell out some of the levels.
I mean, again, like, y'all got products or anything that
we'll
y'all want?
We'll help you move them, guys.
We'll help you move them. Like,
we're not wearing a whole lot of branding today. Like, there's a lot of space.
I can't even believe you're wearing that. Like, and don't think, like, we ain't gonna... Ain't no trial runs, my nigga. You either give us that money and we'll do it.
Yeah.
Or ain't nothing happening.
Yeah. Don't send us shit and hope, think we'll promote. Like, I mean, I don't know. I mean, we might take a t-shirt.
I'll take free shit.
Y'all send us a t-shirt, we'll wear a t-shirt. But like, don't expect us to mention it.
You gonna get a picture?
You're gonna mention shit.
You gonna get a picture of my sexy ass in that t-shirt? I don't think so.
I'll be wearing
it. I ain't even gonna be wearing this shirt.
You send us a free shirt, I wear it. You pay us to wear the shirt, he wears it.
That's fucked up. I don't think you should do that. Zach, you look great in shirts.
No, I know. I wasn't saying I don't wear a shirt. That was never an option.
Oh.
It was just like, if they don't pay us to wear it, I wear it. Because it won't look as good as me on me. You pay us to wear the shirt, you get it on the actual grade A model.
We'll say a lot of things.
We will say whatever you want us to say. To a point.
Depending on the check, obviously.
Yeah.
But again, just reach out to our HR lady.
Is that me or you?
You're the HR lady.
Okay. Reach it, that's me.
Reach out to him, because I feel like if I reply, I would put nigga in the email too much.
I've gotten really good at sending professional emails, so yeah, we'll just call me the HR person. HR lady.
I've been sending emails out for years, my dude.
You've also been unemployed.
Alright, whatever. You can see, like, why are you always bringing shit up like that?
You're making it always seem like
why you gotta bring up the nigga unemployed?
You literally 10 seconds ago said I should probably shouldn't send the emails.
You like that black
you
nigga.
Can't let me have
that
it.
Nigga
you can't let me have it when I said I've been learning the emails.
You gotta
fucking say like, oh, I've been doing emails for years.
You was talking about top five.
I just can't have it.
Nah, because you're being racist, and you know you're being racist.
I just can't have the growth. I can't have the personal growth.
He be trying.
You always gotta fucking. I've been doing this.
Fine, you can do that. You can do that too. Oh,
growing up, what was your dream job?
Actor.
Astronaut or fighter pilot? I always wanted to be like in the Air Force or something. Before I actually wanted, you know, realize what the military shit was. That always just looked so fun.
Yeah. I was just around that shit. Like, that's all I ever knew.
That's dope. Be lying if I said at one point I didn't want to be like a football player, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I went through the gamut of, like, what I wanted to be as a kid. You know?
Didn't you realize that wasn't for your people?
You know, that was real brutal. Because at the Jewish middle school, we had a little football team, a little flagpole team. That was one of the more athletic Jews we had on the team.
It was terrible.
Man. Oh, man.
Nigga was lit, fool. What, nigga?
Oh, I had it. I was on my way to the league.
It was like, they can't see me, cuz. beat.
But you know what? Shit. You know what bugs me though is that Wes Welker made fucking millions. Wes Welker could have. I probably could have.
Done. Wes Welker's the craziest white boy in the world.
You know what? He's up there, 100%. But like, that's what I'm saying. Like, Wes Welker can do it. We probably like you could have been Barry Sanders or something.
Well, I was never very athletic. I was always too lazy. I just used to watch videos all day. I just used to watch a shit ton of TV. That's all I did. I was a fucking nerd, dude. And then I played The Sims for a second. Played The Sims for a long, long time.
For a long second.
Yeah. What else did I play? Didn't like Metal Gear Solid, PlayStation games.
I never played any of the Metal Gear songs.
I was a fucking nerd, dude. Put pictures of Christina Aguilera on my wall.
It's fair.
And Destiny's Child.
It's fair.
Fuck you guys. I wish I could just go back to when you didn't have to have a job. Like, and not like high school, like right after high school. When you still kind of floating on niggas. You know, like it was okay to not be shit. You know, like he just gave me some time. You know,
everyone was not shit.
You know, and you got no time. One was shit. Like it didn't matter if you like were the people a drunk who asshole. Like, yeah, the people had their shit together. Without a job.
No, no one had their shit.
No one together. Had their shit together. So it was like the Wild West, and just, it was so chill.
It was great.
And now, niggas be talking about niggas without jobs. He's 30 years old. What's he gonna do? Like he's just not focused. Is he gonna work there forever? Like that's what we're talking about now, and it's fucking disgusting. I'm sorry, guys. That's kind of depressing me. I'm going to do some more of those things. Not 2:30. All right, guys.
Jobs suck.
Although... Live your dreams.
I do get to drive be a golf happy. Cart in a forklift. So that's kind of fun.
That's what I'm saying. He just be bitching. White people always bitching about their job. That's fucking fantastic. Y'all ever notice that? Just, oh, my job. Nigga, you drive a what and a what?
I also have to pick up medical ways.
I don't know what, like... Is that poop or is that just like needles?
It can be, yes.
Answer the question.
I did.
I wouldn't mind picking up needles.
I hate needles.
Poop would creep me out.
I hate doing med waste. I'm always paranoid I'm going to jab my needles.
You're going to get, yeah, that's how you get herpes and AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
They come together a lot of times.
Herpes gonorrheids.
That's too much for me, I'm going to be honest, all at once. Like, that's like you wouldn't be able to even handle that in the doctor's office. Like, what do you mean?
I have what?
All of them?
No, that's one super bug?
Oh, I can never be a doctor. Ugh. Seems disgusting. And I don't like blood, though. I don't like gross stuff. I like deformity.
Yeah, like some little girl walks in like with a little dolphin arm. Help me, Dr. Max!
Oh, your arm, no bitch. Oh, your arm so small.
Oh, your arm! She reaches out to like grab your hand.
Nigga, you know my uncle on my mama's side, that nigga didn't have an arm. His arm was gone, my nigga. It was
from
gone.
What?
I heard the story before, but I don't remember. I don't remember if it was like something from when he was a kid or if he was I don't think he was in the war. I think it was someone who was kidding. I don't know, but the nigga ain't have no arm, and it used to creep me out, nigga.
Did you get hugs with a little nub? Did it, like, no arm, or, like, even a little shoulder nub?
It was, like, I don't think there was anything there. I don't know. I couldn't look at it for that long.
Because I don't...
It might have been something there.
Yeah, that's so almost weirder. Like, imagine, like, just that touching you.
And I hate when it moves. And, like, that's fucked up, and I shouldn't be like that, but I don't know why. I don't know why. I feel very bad about it. I need to get over it, but... Throwing in the old people bin.
I don't think him being old has shit to do with him...
Not having an arm?
Yeah.
No. But...
Let's just say we didn't like him because he was old.
No, I'm just saying I don't like old people either. So throw that into the shit. I do not like Ben. With the old people. Oh, that's terrible. I'm going to hell.
Yeah, but for so many things before that sentence.
But that one made me, like... That's making me rethink, like... Well, how did this happen? Like, did someone, like... touch you with that little nub? Wait a minute. Stop, we gotta go. This is getting out of hand. I had to see it to really scare me. That's so gross, dude. That's so gross. Bye, guys. Follow us on... You guys should,
Come on, let's start over.
Follow us on Instagram, The Most Questionable Decisions. See us every day online. Follow us. We're doing those daily things. Those are freaking cool. Questionabledecisions.com. Come by there. We're doing a lot of fun stuff, man. It's like... We're like, expanding this job. Maybe this will be a job soon. Maybe this will be a job soon. That's my dream, you guys. And I want you guys there with me, so... And Zach, with us. We love you. Zach's off my shit list, so...
For now.
For now.
For now. This whole new week ahead of us, guys. Y'all niggas can't